The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. How will you account for this time? When Ebola was first spreading, the news would run fascinating stories about the habits of the people who were unknowingly infected. The same has been true for COVID-19. It always goes something like this. 39-year-old male on a flight back to Seattle from South Korea visited McDonald's 3 meals a day for a week, went bowling with friends, worked on Sunday, and then cheated on his wife with a girlfriend. Or it's 57-year-old man finished a vacation in England, then went skiing in Italy, then licked the microphone at a condo board meeting after a multi-leg flight home in coach. Or it's 26-year-old female who was feeling sick and told to stay home, attended church, then went to a concert, then to the post office, and then finished with a trip to the beach in Florida. These stories are revealing as they are cautionary. First, how clueless people are, how flagrantly they violate warnings and guidelines out of selfishness and dismissiveness. But more interestingly, it shows how much time people waste. It calls to mind that story from Seneca, who observed the mindless, almost automated wandering of the people in Rome. Nobody seemed to have any idea what they're doing day to day or why. They were just going from one urge or task to another, unthinking, unaware. And then these same people complain that life is short. Well, thankfully, you are not one of those people. But you are right now stuck at home or in some heightened state of awareness. Maybe you're looking at an extended period of working from home, or your travel has been canceled, or a lot of your big projects have been rescheduled for the next year. Okay. So now the question is, how will you account for this time? What use will it be to you? It's worth imagining how our day-to-day existence would look if it were detailed minute by minute by a reporter. It's worth thinking about how proud or disappointed we would be of ourselves if we had to detail to the authorities who and what we encountered over the last few weeks. Were we wasting our time or were we using it? Were we safe or stupid? Were we mindless or intentional? Again, remember, we don't control the moment we are in, but we do control what we do in the moment. We decide whether this period will be a dead loss or a fruitful investment. We decide whether we will live it or simply live through it. And so, what will it be today for you? Hey, thanks for listening to the Daily Stoic podcast. You can sign up to get our daily email at dailystoic.com/email. I also encourage you, if you want to take your practice of Stoicism to the next level, to sign up for Daily Stoic Life, which is our members-only program. It's got all sorts of awesome benefits. You can check that out at dailystoiclife.com.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.